Hi, I'm Alec.
I'm Eric.
We're the Petchy Brothers.
And this is StoryTap,
where my brother and I try to tap the potential of a simple idea by turning it into a story.
This episode,
Coach Kaizen, Remember the Titans meets Ted Lasso.
Call me Sean Evans, because this episode is going to be a hot one. That felt really rehearsed because it was.
I don't know who that is.
He's the host of Hot Ones.
Oh.
So, are you feeling sporty?
Yeah, why not?
We can pivot, but I would need my book and I'd have to get back up. So that's probably not going to happen.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we don't want to stand up, so you're getting the topic you're getting.
I was feeling, you know, those... it's its own sort of subgenre of movie. I know we did a sports movie only a couple of episodes ago, but that was boxing, and that's different. That's not... So there are all sorts of other subgenres, but one I was really digging was high school football movie, you know?
No, I'm actually into this now.
Hell yeah.
I do love a good high school football movie.
You know, because it doesn't even have to be football. It's just football is probably the most popular of those movies.
Yeah, makes sense.
But the deal is, the team either is great or not that great, but the point is they start the season losing, they start winning. But the coach is actually, what he's actually doing is not helping them become better players, but better people.
Yay!
And so what I was kind of vibing with, an idea that bounced around in my head just like an hour ago, a coach that comes in to teach, probably football, to a bunch of high school boys, but then he's not about, like, machismo and honor and stuff. He's like a hippie, and he's about, like, yoga and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like the unconventional approach.
Yeah.
He's teaching them mindfulness, meditation, and the physical activities are all, like, balance-oriented.
Yeah, not all of them. It's,
I mean, like, obviously, yeah, you can't win football games without practicing football.
But... Yeah, he would be like, get in there, hurt each other, do-do-do-do-do-do. But... Don't hurt each other out of hate, and, you know, don't be mad with each other. Hate each other out of passion, and of course, everybody makes fun of him, the players and even, like, the other coaches and stuff. And I feel like we have already got ourselves too much of an idea. But that's okay, because we goofed around for a minute or so before.
Right, okay. Well, then, I mean, where are we going with this, then? This is about, like, the coach changing, or about these students changing?
I'm thinking it'll be about the students changing, because what comes to mind is the coach already is... He'll have a flat character arc in that nothing about his philosophy changes. It's just that, like, he gets a little bit better at expressing what he wants from the players, you know? Like, what comes to mind is Ted Lasso, Paddington. You know, Ted Lasso is the perfect guy. Paddington is the perfect bear. And, like, you don't watch Paddington expecting, like, the bear... You don't expect Paddington to get better. Nothing changes about his philosophy or anything. It's just that, like, you know, he is a positive force for good. And that's the only sort of flat character arc that I've seen go well, is the one where a character doesn't change because they're just being a good person, you know?
I do like that. All right, you won me over with this concept. All right, so then what are the stakes? Are we talking about a team that's already good or a team that's bad?
I'm thinking... What could be a little unconventional... What did I just say?
Unconventional.
What could be a little unconventional is a team that is already good. The coach is fired or leaves. They bring in a new coach, and they start, and then maybe they even win their first game of the season, and then the hippie coach messes with the formula, and then they lose a game or two, and then people start blaming... the new coach. Okay, wait, I'm on fire right now. This is dope. They start blaming the new coach, but what's really going on is they had, like, you know, a unit. Last year, they were, like, the football team was, like, a family, and then the coach leaves, and That's what's actually going on. They just won their first game because they were, you know, better. But then things aren't the same, so the team starts falling apart. And then they, you know, deflect blame. Try to blame the outsider, the new guy. It's this hippie coach who's trying to mess with the formula.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it's going to end with them winning or losing, but regardless, becoming better people. But now we got to come up with... I can't think of the formula for these kinds of movies off the top of my head, but obviously there's going to be, like, a slow change in the beginning, and then a fun montage, and then, you know, good times, and then tragedy strikes, and then a big montage, right, or not even a montage, just, you know, that little moment right before the big climax, the big showdown at the end, which is, like, the tournament or whatever. And since we came up with that first team starts winning or has a win, then they start losing, I think that could be, we should go from there, you know, because we don't want to get bogged down with specifics, even though we are way ahead of where we normally are.
Yeah.
Right now. Yeah. We have Coach Buddha, we have, you know, the kids, and we can have as many of those as we need. We can just
need at least 12 for a football team.
That's true. But, you know...
but that translates to 3 that actually matter, and right. Like 4 more that kind of matter.
Exactly. And what, like, I'm imagining...
20 extras.
What I'm imagining is, since these kids think they have... You know, since they were so good and they think they have it down, they end up going through the motions in practice. And anybody who's played a high school sport knows that going through the motions is, God forbid, a coach calls you out. You're just going through the motions. Anyway, so that's what.
Don't tell our coaches. I did that a lot.
No, yeah, it's exhausting.
Oh, yeah.
Also,
I feel like that plays well into the. Like, the concept. He's like, think of what you're doing. Focus yeah. on what you are doing.
Oh, gosh. Like, in,
unique. Every single one is different.
Yeah, like in, My Dinner with Andre. Remember, Andre mentions there are, like, these people who do stuff, you know, if they're right-hand dominant, they do as much as they can with their left hand, and they just constantly think about everything. And that comes into mental discipline, which I think plays an immense role in sports, and that's why I think Lomachenko is the best boxer of all time, because the worst thing you can do in any sport is get in a rhythm, you know? And it's really great once you figure out there is that rhythm, and I'm sure there are other examples, but boxing is the best one, is you start, like, you know, punching with a certain rhythm, dodging with a certain rhythm, your opponent... he will fall into that rhythm, and if you, you know, did it passively and without thinking about it, then you're just boxing. And then people are like, wow, this is so cool to watch. They're both so good, and they are. But if you did that on purpose, if you, like, punched with that rhythm, dodged with that rhythm to get them into that sort of tempo, then you control it, and you can break it, and you can do something that they will not see coming, you know? So I'm thinking that could really play into this movie, with the coach being like, y'all are going through the motions, and that's fine, but not if you want to win. And so the coach will say, like, okay, we'll practice your way, but before practice and after practice, we'll have, like, optional, like, you know, like, I think the word is tummo breathing sessions, like a Wim Hof breathing thing before practice, and then, like, a yoga thing after practice, and no one will go to it. And then, like, one kid will go to it once. They'll win their first game. And I'm thinking of, like, one game a week kind of thing. But since it's a movie, we don't have to adhere to that schedule. We can have, like, way more games than...
an actual football season. Because, like, an actual high school football season is, like, 10 games.
Exactly. We can have way more or way fewer. But they win the first game. They lose the second game. The week of the third game, the, you know, 4 or 5 or 6 practices leading up to that game, there's one kid who, I don't know, and we can come up with some sort of personal struggle he goes with, but he finally is like, dang, I've lost a bunch of social status with, you know, the high school hierarchy. I have nothing to lose. I'm going to go to the tummo breathing session with Coach Lasso or Coach Paddington, and then I'm going to do the yoga thing after. And he goes to it every day, and, like, you know, they lose again, but this one kid that did that, like, outperforms everybody else on the field, you know? And they're like, dang, dude, since you did well in football, you're back with the popular kids. And he's like, oh, okay. And then the coach, like, sets him aside, and he's like, hey, who you are as a person matters more, so you don't have to tell them that, you know, that was what made the difference. He's like, oh, thanks, coach. But then he's like, you know, maybe he's, like, the unpopular one, and that's why he gets into it. But then he becomes, like, the quote-unquote popular kid. Oh, no, it's Max Keeble's big move. But, like, he sees himself, like, slowly. He's like, wait a minute, I'm not being so true to myself just because I want to be popular. And so he's like, no, I'm going to tell everybody. I'm going to be real. And then, you know, he catches some flack for that. But then one or two other kids who aren't, like, super popular, but maybe they are unpopular, maybe they're in the mid-tier, they start going to tummo. They start going to yoga.
They're like the second tier four or five kids on the football team.
Exactly.
They got names, they get lines, but they don't get, like, their name's not on the poster.
Oh, this is so good, because now you've got the other popular kids being in denial that the hippy-dippy stuff is what's making the difference, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I don't need to be more flexible, I need to be stronger. And then they start getting really, like, really into it. And, like, it's high school, and people forget that high schoolers can do dumb stuff with real-world repercussions. And, like, one kid, like, tries steroids or something would be really... That would be really real.
Yeah, that'd be pretty real.
Damn, this is kind of fun.
This is fun. I get why this is, like, a career move.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so that's kind of the midpoint, I guess, is the unpopular kid turned popular, convincing his new, quote-unquote, popular friends. He, by the midpoint, he has his small cadre.
That's like a small team for those of you with inferior vocabularies.
He's got his small cadre of not-so-popular kids, and he is now working on convincing popular kids. And once he has the quorum, another vocab word.
Minimum number of people you need.
And once he has a quorum of popular kids, then that's where, like, the midpoint is, where, like, the team is winning again. They're in a groove. A new family is formed. Oh, another stellar idea. This is going to be like a 20-minute episode. All
right.
Another stellar idea. That one kid who is, like, you know, the most popular of the most popular, he's like, he was a junior last year, but he outperformed the seniors, so now he's obviously the captain.
Right.
He's in denial. And then from the outside, as an audience member even, you see that and you're like, oh, he's a douche. There are some kids in high school who are just douches. But that coach, that Ted Lasso, that Paddington coach, he sees through that and he's like, there's no such thing as just a bad person, just, you know, someone who needs more help than everybody else. And he's like, what's going on, man? And then the kid has, like, a breakdown and he's like, I miss coach, you know?
Yeah.
That old guy, he was my friend and he just left. And then he's like, oh, bring it in. And then, you know, that's him winning over the douche. Unfortunately, he would probably be kicked off the team for doing steroids, but maybe I don't know, we'll work past that.
You know, they do not test you as much as you'd think. It's I never got tested.
For I not get to.
I mean,
not once.
We also did not play at a very high level, though.
So yeah.
That's what I'm thinking about.
Maybe they test you when you start winning.
Yeah, probably. I think that they test you because it's like, that guy's doing suspiciously well.
Yeah. That kid seems a bit too good at football.
They test you like every 15 minutes if you're playing in the Olympics or something, though. It's like, the NFL, I don't know. You know what? I'm starting to make recklessly speculative claims, so let's get off of this. Considering we both played football, I don't want to say we don't know much about football. We don't seem to remember a ton about football. What is the breakdown of, like, the positions for these people.
Oh, yeah. I think...
I mean, you know, like, the glory position tends to be quarterbacks or receivers or running backs. And linebackers get, like, a distant mention for the glory defensive players.
I think, unpopular kid, Max Kiebel should... unpopular kid turned popular should be... he should be running back something where all eyes are on him at a point so that when he doesn't win the game for him, but when he does well, it's obvious. So it's like, dang, he...
Right.
He dominated there. Douche kid, I think, should be something defense. So, like, eyes are not on him, but he makes big plays. And...
Right. Then linebacker. I feel like linebackers are the ones with the opportunity to make big plays like that.
Yeah, exactly.
They get interceptions, they make big tackles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then all of the... Okay, so, of course, we're just intentionally digging on ourselves. All of the second-tier kids who, like, get names but don't matter are linemen, because that's what we played.
Very much
support position people.
D-line was... I mean, people called my name sometimes when I got a tackle.
Yeah, I was...
I played very safe, though.
I was O-line. So, basically, people only noticed me if I really fucked up.
Oh, the pressure was on.
Yeah.
Okay, so... that's more or less sorted out. What sort of fun hippy-dippy activities would the coach come up with, though?
Alright, let's see. What hippy-dippy stuff do people do?
Besides physical wellness, because, like, stuff on the weekends, you know? The team ends up, instead of doing the 2 hour, 2.5 hour, 3 hour practices going through the motions, they end up doing, like, 3.5, 4 hour practices where they all go the extra mile to improve themselves. We can come up with one or two things there, but also, over, like, on the weekend, he, like, invites them out to, like, you know, like, a vegan cookout or something. And then they're like, Coach, this sucks. And he's like, well, I did get you steak. Because you are a football team at the end of the day. And they're like, hey, Coach, I love you, but I don't eat grass. Kind of thing.
I do like that. I feel like there's something missing here. Bonsai trees. Zen gardens. What do hippies do? Am I just in touch with the hippies? We were such close friends once.
What do hippies do? Oh, he gives them all weed. No.
What do you do with a hippie when he stops being a hippie?
So poetic. Please tell me. Okay, we're about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So
the rest of this will be us calling people.
Let's just go ahead and finish. This will be a one-parter episode for like 30 minutes. 30-minute episode.
Okay, great.
I feel like we don't have to put too much thought into the title of this one, so we won't do the whole commercial break bit. This will just be a 30-minute episode, and you can see our process. Normally what we do is, you know, like what you should do when you title a movie, what is, in as few words as possible, extremely representative of what the movie is about. And what we usually go with is... We look at, like, root words, like Roman and Greek roots. Alec just snapped twice. We're done.
I think it's a Japanese word. Kaizen. Continuous self-improvement.
Mm.
Kaizen football.
Kaizen. Mm.
Yeah.
And he's Japanese coach. He's from Japan. Well, maybe he's not from Japan, but maybe he's, like, a Japanese dude and he's very in touch with his heritage.
Yeah.
Holy. Yeah.
It's a... Toyota rambles on and on about it.
That's so...
I'm going to Google this. Could you Google Kaizen to make sure that
I'm using
that and pronouncing it right?
Yeah, because if that's wrong, that would be...
Because if that's wrong, then I just look bad. But finally, something useful comes out of having gone to business school.
Nice.
I think it's K-A-I-Z-E-N.
Kaizen football, or Coach Kaizen.
Okay, yeah, that's...
Coach Kaizen has that alliteration.
Coach Kaizen.
Or maybe his nickname will be Kaizen. and people will think that's his real name, you know, because the average U.S. high school student doesn't know very much Japanese.
No.
And
maybe that's the, maybe that's like an icebreaker moment in the movie, is that like the, one of the reasons that this one guy isn't very popular is because, you know, this, our running back character is because he is
a weeaboo.
He's a weeaboo.
Oh no.
He's a weeaboo.
That poor guy. Like,
so he knows a little bit of Japanese, and he says he knows Kaizen. That Kaizen means continuous self-improvement.
That would be so good. He's like, Coach, what's your name? And he's like, oh. He's like, yeah, because, you know, is your name Kaizen? And he's like, no, that's just my nickname from all you whiteys. That would be so good. And he's Max Keeble.
Yes.
That kid. And okay, so, I mean, we're coming up with names for mostly white and probably some black, but, you know, mostly white and black high school dudes. So I'm sure Max and, like, Chad work for Max is the unpopular, the Max Keeble. Max for his name.
We're just gonna send out a series of random names that sound like they make up enough people. Max, Chad, Troy,
David,
Will,
Mark, Eric, Alec,
Reggie. One dude that they all just call Bolt.
It's not for the reason you think. He loves Bolt, the movie.
The movie.
Disney's Bolt.
You remember that movie? John Travolta and Miley Cyrus. What's that about?
That's so weird.
Yeah.
So Kaizen.
But John Travolta got some pipes on him, apparently, because he sings the song in that movie. That's, all right, I'm getting weird now.
Well, with good, okay, we're getting a little off track, but I'm going to stay off track. Actors, they all have some sort of voice ability going on there. And Disney is nailing it when it comes to, like, voice coaching, I assume, because look at everybody who's sung in anything Disney. It's like, oh, I've never sung before. And it's like, yeah, but you're a famous actor, so of course you've got the voice for it. You just don't know how. And then the coaches come through
and they show up and they're like, talent isn't real. Everything's a skill.
Yeah. Go Disney.
Or there's only one talent.
Coach Kaizen. This is dope.
Yeah.
Okay. Is Coach Kaizen, is that, I know when you come to America from China, you essentially just get to pick your name because, you know, it's the alphabet the Chinese alphabet. I don't think they do any.
I'm going to ask to see your sources on that one day. I don't think you're lying. It just sounds iffy.
No, my source is a bunch of Chinese people who came over here from China.
All right. Yep. That'll do it.
I knew a guy named James LeBron. From China.
I'm not gonna say the name of my roommate from China. We are still feuding.
Okay. But anyway, shout out James LeBron, you're a G. But first of all, for picking that name. Also because you were just a dope dude. So, I don't think you do that when you come here from Japan. Because, like, every single Japanese character has some sort of, I guess, English alphabet equivalent. You know, so if your name is Kiritsugu, and, like, you look at the Japanese characters, you don't get to customs for people. Immigration. You don't go to immigration, and they look at that and say, what does that mean? And you get to say whatever you want, which is how I kind of assume it goes when you come here from China. They go, oh, that's Kiritsugu, kind of thing. So your name is just whatever. We'll have to look in to see if people are actually named. This was all a preamble for... Preamble's the wrong word. This was all setting up. I wonder if there are people named Kaizen, you know?
Oh, well, that's a good question. Because, you know, in Japan, we're talking like we know a bunch of shit about Japan. We don't know shit about Japan. We've never been to Japan.
Nope.
We don't have, like, degrees in East Asian studies or anything. But, like, I do know in Japan that... names can have a lot of meaning, and I mean our names have meaning, we're just not as aware of it. Like, their names in Japan seem to be like come from more commonly used words.
Yeah, it might be literally every name, like, has just a one-to-one real world equivalent. Like Sakura just means flower or flower petal, or maybe it's a type of flower.
Right. So that one's up for grabs. It's like, his name really can be Kaizen, or...
It's probably just a very uncommon name.
Yeah. But if it is or if it isn't, that doesn't matter. That'd get sorted out in two or three drafts.
So the title is definitely Coach Kaizen.
Yeah.
This is dope. B-plot stories.
I mean, it's primarily just what's going on with these kids in their lives, right? Mm-hmm. Is that we have Max Keeble, who's worried about fitting in and balancing it with being true to himself and being the best person he can be, and having that develop through the course of the movie. We have Chad McDouche, who is struggling with his anger and the expectations that have been placed on them, and feeling like he's been abandoned by the person who helped him live up to those expectations originally.
We've probably got a bunch to unpack with Chad and his dad.
Yeah.
Dad. Yeah.
And some other third guy.
Well, who's the third guy?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
We needed some third guy.
Yeah, well, okay, what is, Friday Night Lights was a movie first, right?
Yeah, but I haven't seen it.
Oh, damn. What's the one where, the guy dislocates his shoulder? That's not the main guy. Booby. His name was just Booby, I think. His nickname was Booby on the team.
Still have no idea what you're fucking talking about.
Booby, his leg gets really messed up, and he was going to go to some college on like a full ride football scholarship type of thing, and he hurt his leg and they're going to rescind it, and he's like, no, I'm okay. And then he gets back on the field and he like permanently messes up his leg is the thing. I don't know why I brought that up. I was just trying to remind you which one was Friday Night Lights, which I'm pretty sure that was.
Sounds right.
Is that, which one's Remember the Titans? I don't
Remember
think I've
the
seen
it. Titans
that.
Is the one with Denzel Washington where,
I haven't seen that one.
Okay. You haven't seen Remember the Titans?
No.
Okay, you really gotta watch that movie, because
yeah, I do.
It's one where Denzel Washington, the school's been integrated, and they bring in Denzel Washington to coach.
Oh, wait, I did see that one.
Okay, yeah.
Waters Are for Winners.
Yeah. Oh, man, what?
Yeah,
that's abuse. You cannot do that. That's illegal now.
That's
but
dated.
But it was also really awesome.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that's the type of thing Coach Kaizen would not be about.
No.
He would be like...
More Ted Lasso.
Yeah. Sick. Okay, I remember the Titans. Ha. How many of the kids in that were, like, important enough, not just to, like, have lines and names, but to have their own sort of, like, character arc, you know? Was that the one with his dad had a football ring? Some white boy's dad had a ring from when he was, like, the champion team back at his high school. That might be Friday Night Lights.
No,
I think that is
Friday Night Lights.
Is Friday Night Lights the one with the car crash guy?
No.
That's Remember the Titans.
That's Remember the Titans.
Cool.
So we have like six or seven people who actually matter, and one of them's like a bad person who gets kicked off the team because he intentionally misses a block so that somebody gets wrecked.
Oy.
Yeah. So there's like seven, eight guys on the team important enough to actually matter and get their own story arcs. It's like, hey, coach, you helped me pull my grades up. I'm going to college.
Oh, damn, seven or eight.
Like, it's like, you gave up. You can't. You gave up. And you didn't leave it all out on the field. You can. You're on the bench the rest of the season. You can come back next year and play as a senior. All those. Yeah.
What we could do, because it's very uncommon for a coach to come in for one single year and then immediately leave the next year. Well, but that does leave the most like dramatic impact when that does happen. So I'm at it again. We could pretend Coach Kaizen was a real dude and just at the end of the movie be like, the next year he went 12-0, and then like a picture of, you know, a random Japanese dude with a bunch of white boys and some black dudes in high school with like trophies and rings and stuff, and they're like, ah, Coach Kaizen. And, you know, you just show a picture of a bunch of people who were not in the movie.
Why do you do this?
And it's in black and white. It's a black and white photo.
One day you will cry wolf. And everyone will say, that didn't fucking happen.
This is going to be great. I'm going to make a documentary about my... Like, someone's going to make a documentary about me as a filmmaker. And no one's going to believe it. Because they're like, we can't trust you anymore. That would be really funny.
Back to this.
That was that's great. There's not much left to do.
No, I feel like part of that is just the nature of this beast. We said, hey, let's do one that is so heavily defined by the genre.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, like, this road itself, it was fun as fuck to do. This was
nice.
Just because it's kind of predictable doesn't mean it wasn't really fun to put together.
Yeah. Let's run through it. New coach comes through. They start with a win, so they're, you know, in denial that their way is infallible. They start losing. Max starts performing better than everybody else. Everybody's like, hey, Max, come sit with the cool kids. What's your secret? He starts lying, saying, like, oh, I'm just putting in, you know, extra hours and stuff.
Yeah.
He realizes he does the whole Max Keeble arc.
And this is in part why Chad McDouche begins to tries experiments with steroids, because the one thing he had on this rapidly deteriorating team was that he was still better than everybody else. He still tried harder than everybody else, and he was better at the sport than everybody else.
Yeah. Damn, making a high school football movie about that's like a message against toxic masculinity. Go us.
The future is female. Wait.
There are literally no female characters.
Okay, so we've got that going.
Maybe, you know, some girl joins the team.
We'll fix ourselves next week, okay?
Whatever. We will fix ourselves tomorrow. Say it with me, everybody.
We'll pass the Bechdel test with our next idea.
Yeah, the Bechdel test. Oh my gosh, if this movie passes the Bechdel test. Anyway, midpoint, Max Keeble is like, no, fellas. Before the midpoint, he starts convincing the other unpopular kids on the team, you know, if you want to get, like, legitimately good, at risk of losing some social status, come to the yoga session, come to the, you know, flexibility stuff, like, maybe ballet comes into it somehow. Balance and all of that is what makes the difference. Explosive power mixed with balance and flexibility is unstoppable kind of mentality. And then he gets the unpopular kids, and then he also gets some of the popular kids. Chad is in denial, and I'm thinking, now that I'm getting really into it, maybe he doesn't cross that line and actually take the steroids. Maybe it's like a gradual thing. It's like,
using creatine and like crazy supplements.
Yeah.
You just start doing the weird stuff. It's like the 30-minute ice baths alternating between that and a sauna.
He buys the steroids, and that's a big moment. He's like, I'm not gonna take them, just in case. And then that, like, his breaking point. And that's, like, his big character arc climax is, you know, he's pushed to the brink, and he's, like, mentally, he snaps. And so he's about to ingest, I don't know, the steroids. And then you're like, no, don't do it. It's finally happened. Oh, I feel so bad for him. But then he makes the choice to, like, call up Coach Kaizen instead, you know? Or, you know, a therapist who advises him to talk to Coach Kaizen. But anyway, that happens, and that's, like, that, I guess, can replace the Tragedy Strikes plot point. You know, rather than one of the players, like, you know, destroys their leg at a game, or one of the players gets in a really bad car crash, that's, like, one of the kids, like, just straight up doesn't show up to a game or something, and it's like everybody's worried about something happened to him, but it's really, he's just like, it's mental health thing. Come playing back into the theme again. And then, you know, it's like, we need you for the final countdown. We need you for the showdown. We need you for the big shootout at the end of the movie. And he's like, okay, let's do it. They go, they win. And then, do we want to do Black and White Photo? They won next year.
Fine.
All right. We'll just say, like, all right, just think about next year, we'll be unstoppable. And then, you know, photo finish. Very unproblematic. No, not super dramatic. Just fun. Just a nice time.
Yeah. I mean, I like it. It just works.
Dust my hands. easy. 40-minute episode. We may have, well, not even when we edit out all this stuff. We may have established a dangerous precedent here.
That the episodes are longer because we could be better at our jobs?
Yeah. Or the episodes are shorter because we're too good at our jobs.
I don't know. I feel like a lot of podcasts get shorter over time. So, you know, like the end?
The end.
The end.
The end. Thanks for listening to this episode of StoryTap. If you enjoyed, make sure to leave a review on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. It helps a ton. Also, make sure to check out the podcast Story Break by Rocket Jump. It's basically what you just listened to, but more professional. And thanks again.